The only plans that we've got at this stage is just being working with the Hinchinbrook Shire Council on a location where we might be able to move the building to. But from there, I suppose, you know, our offer would still like to be where it is, you know, and have a peppercorn lease on the small piece of parcel of land that it's attached to. But from that, I suppose, the only thing we can do is just work with the council and maybe come up with an option that way and then probably talk to Felix in the meantime.
So how much contact has the Halifax Progress Association had with the Queensland Police Service?
Besides only unofficial phone calls between myself, our Vice President and the property manager and Queensland Police, there's been no official correspondence, which basically our last time that we had a conversation back in December was that we would get correspondence, but there has been no official correspondence, only basic sort of phone conversations between them and us.
So what avenues for action are open to the association now?
Well, I'm not too sure, you know. The only things that we're probably looking at is what the council could help us with, and, you know, maybe have a look at to see what grants may be available to us and go from there, I'd say.
How likely do you think it is that you'll be able to secure the old police station and turn it into a historical feature?
Well, if all goes to plan, I suppose it all probably looks good on paper, but depending on whether the Queensland Police are going to come forward and accept what we offer them, I suppose, that at the end of the day, all it comes down to.
How optimistic are you?
Well, we fought nail and tooth for, you know, for the last 2 months, and we haven't had any headway from either the police or the minister. So at this stage, we've got a sort of, you know, a bit of a dull feeling about the whole thing, but, you know, we'll put in our last... Basically, you could say throw our last punch and see what happens. But, you know, I suppose we can do is cross our fingers and hope.